you know, technology isn't always the problem. I'm wearing a shirt, by the way, that says mixed martial arts on it. I don't know any mixed martial arts, but mixed marital arts. That's what I said it was. Anyway, Skip's calling the wrong number, I think.
Well, I'm calling the number, Steve.
That number right there?
Yeah. 303.
All right. Hang on, we're going to go look it up. We're having... Hi, Greg. How you doing? Nice talking to you. I wrote the wrong number down. Where is it? So we're going to talk to Jorge as soon as I find the right number. It's in the calendar. I think. Hey, so Skip was trying... I actually, what Skip did was funny, but what I did was even funnier because I gave him the wrong number. But he was trying to figure out why he couldn't open... All right, let's try this again. Should just have Jorge call us. We're clearly not very good at this. All right, he's going to call Jorge. He had his headset on, and when you make a phone call, there's an audition button so that while you're on the phone, you don't hear the stream for the program, so you don't hear music or you don't hear all that other fun stuff. And he had the phone in his hand, and he's holding it up, and he's going, I still hear the music. It's because he still had his headphones on. And then I gave him the wrong phone number. How was Greg, by the way?
He seemed to be okay. A little confused.
A little confused?
Frankly so.
I guess, yeah. So anyway, we're going to have Jorge on in a minute.
Jorge kind of goes, what?
Yeah. Hey, Jorge. Huh? That's not how I pronounce my name.
I'm glad to see that you're here, Jorge.
Okay. He's probably listening to us going, dopes.
You were just listening to us dopes?
Yeah, you were. We're going to just put him right on the air now.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Jorge.
Good morning.
Hi. Welcome to Grok Talk. We're just fooling around.
Thank you. It sounds like you're having a wonderful time today.
We are, yes. Yes. It's not Grok Talk if we don't mess something up. Anyway, so big news this week was the bias-free language guide, and you had some history you wanted to share with us.
The bias-free language guide and the background.
Mm-hmm.
How it got to be that bad.
Yeah, it didn't catch me by surprise. I was just surprised that it has gone that far.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been familiar with this movement going back to when I was on the school board in 1990. Because at that point, the NEA approached the school board to accept and sanction the teaching of multiculturalism in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was that we should be aware and respect all the different nationalities that were represented in the United States. And we should not put the American nation or the Americans as a people on top of them, and that we are all equal, and that we should realize that we as Americans have really stepped over a lot of people on our path to becoming a nation. And then they began arguing that you know, look what happened, you know, when Columbus came, he really destroyed the Native Americans and all that. So I was trying to figure out where that came from. And I remember being now 78 years old, that Timothy Leary in Yale, he was the father of FSD. And he advocated social change. And he said the only way to change society is to change the way we educate our teachers. And by that, we have to go into the schools of education and change how they are brought about and change their way of thinking. Well, that began, the first time that I saw that idea bear fruit was in the 1990s with the multiculturalism. That was pushed by GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, which is stood for Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, and GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. Okay, then that began to morph into the hyphenated Americans, and the fact that we should have no borders, the fact that aliens is such a thing as an illegal alien or an illegal anything. So they've been slowly trying to change the mind of society to accept minorities. And the biggest minority that wanted to get in was the homosexual one, which we just saw when the Supreme Court said that homosexual marriage is a right. So all this has been building for years. And talking to Skip, we remember that Nazi Germany did not happen overnight. It be done way before by slowly changing the laws and getting people used to it until the big boot came down and said, okay, this is the law of the land.
That's true. That's true. FIRE, Campus Reform, all these organizations have been around for years, especially at the university level, talking about the multiculturalism, the diversity departments, the speech codes, the all of this stuff. And that's why the Bias-Free Language Guide struck such a chord. Because, you know, we hear stories, and obviously, yeah, it's been going on for years, the whole PC thing, and, you know, a guy gets fired for using the word niggardly in the proper context back in the 90s, I think it was, you know, and that was just more breadcrumbs that led the trail right to our doorstep where we are today.
Exactly. And that is why what they're trying to do is change people's minds and soften their way of thinking so we accept the way that we have sanctuary cities, the fact that we have no borders, anyone can come in, and that's not illegal. I mean, if we want to become Europe, where there is no need for passport to go from one country to the other, and well, just let anyone come in, we yeah. better face up to it.
No, essentially what you're seeing is a takeover, a bloodless or silent coup. And, Jorge, you had called me last night about this to ask, you know, whether this was appropriate, and I absolutely said yes. And I pointed out that, and something I've mentioned on the show before, the Frankfurt School escaped Nazi Germany, settled in California, and were just absolutely outraged by the freedom that the Californians had in what should have been a utopian, but it shows once again socialists aren't such a happy breed. They were very dour, very upset with all this stuff. So they moved to Chicago, and these guys were basically socialists. And they figured out that we're not going to do a socialist revolution like we have in many other countries, Russia primarily, except communism was an even worse version of it. So they said, along with the Italian socialist Gramsci, the only way we can do it in Western society is because the middle class likes being the middle class, and they do have it comfortable, is to change all of the halls of culture, which for us is education, but also the media, changing Hollywood, changing our literature, changing our art form. Basically, anything that has to touch the culture. And Andrew Breitbart, who passed away a few years too early, but behind the impetus of Breitbart.com, got it right. Politics is downstream from culture. So if you change the culture, of course you're going to change the politics. And the Republicans have failed to take note of this.
And you know, Jorge, I have lots of friends who are from different places around the country, and they aren't as politically connected as we are. They don't pay as much attention. They haven't read into the history and actually seen the people who want to make these changes admit exactly what they want to do and how this is what that is. And so when you talk about gay marriage, I'm like, do you think gay marriage is actually about gay marriage? Do you think the Confederate flag attack is actually about racism? Do you think that the immigration issue is actually about wages and jobs? None of that stuff is true.
No, I agree with you. None of that. And, you know, the thing that really bothers me and concerns me is how to fight that, because the kids of the 1990s are now the professors and the school board members who are running the schools, and their historic frame of reference begins in 1980 begins with Bill Clinton, because the educational establishment has tried to erase all the history, our old history, George Washington, all that. They don't exist. Ask anyone, any new kid. They have no idea about our national history. So if these are the people in power now, how are we going to fight it? We old people are dying off very quickly, and I hate to see what is going to happen to my country.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's very hard until a couple of things have to happen, Jorge, and it's starting. Glenn Reynolds of Instant Pundit keeps telling the billionaire donors, stop giving it to the political operatives. Go buy some women's magazines. And it's right, because that's where part of the culture comes from.
You know, they might be useful for barter.
Yeah. Yeah, buy Cosmo, buy Ladies yeah. Home Journal, buy all of those kinds of things that are widespread, and slowly start to do, make some of those changes. Buy some of these big newspapers, even though the progressives inside of them, start to wail in absolute dismay. Buy them anyways.
Yeah, there's plenty of right-wing writers out there that would take a job at a paper that was, geared towards their way of thinking.
I'm ready for a midlife, end of middle life, change of venue.
You're going to have an end of midlife crisis?
Well, maybe.
We have a midlife crisis.
But guys, really coming back to the subject, the thing that is really that people don't realize is like Quote, you guys sent one in Granite Rock, where it says that political correctness is nothing else but fascism disguised as manners.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is, and what we're witnessing is that the minority, this is a rule of the minority, is telling the majority what to do now.
Oh yeah,
and people don't realize it.
No, you're absolutely right, and too many. And I'm going to name names because I keep writing about him on Granite Rock. Doug Scammon out your way. He and I had a knockdown verbal screaming match one day about, he kept saying that Republicans should stay out of the social issues. Well, one of the things that's coming out now is this Black Lives Matter movement. One of the leaders basically came out and said, well, we're going to shut down the Republican Party convention.
Right.
And if you dig deeper, it turns out that all of these folks are being schooled in Alinsky tactics. And it's to be able to change the politics. And the Republicans like Scammon, and there's a bunch of others, just don't seem to get it. Especially when you get the Republicans who are on the side of the social issues as the Democrats. And then we talked about that earlier this broadcast. When your own party leadership is acting contra to the party, how dare they think that ordinary Republicans ought to keep them in power and vote for their stuff? I mean, these guys don't even have the honor, Jorge, to look at themselves, see what they're about, and resign.
I know. The one thing that is more alarming is that our own government is not allowing our armed forces to act as armed forces. They simply say, back off. Do not wear arms. Let them kill you. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. You guys know I was in the Marine Corps. I'll tell you, I'll die fighting with a gun in my hand. I will not put up with this crap.
Yeah. No, and absolutely. It's like we're back in Bill Clinton days where a Marine officer was mistakenly by Hillary for a waiter.
Oh, I know. I didn't think that was accidental either.
No, it wasn't. No, and I don't think Obama treats them much better either, to be honest with you. I mean, look what he's done. We are at the lowest ebb of military force since the end of World War II, and we all know how that worked out for us.
All right, we got to go. Jorge, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us, sir.
Nice talking to you guys.
All right, take it easy.
Hope you continue having fun today.
All right, thanks. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, this is Grok Talk. We'll be back with Ambassador Gregory Slayton in just about 2 minutes. Stay tuned.